Bob's on Killing Guys Podcast. Hey, Bob. T. Gidd, man, he's just a great friend of the show and just a world of knowledge. You guys get a chance to check out his YouTube page. They're very entertaining, but two, there's a whole lot of knowledge in there that you can pick up if you if it ever rains in Michigan again. We had something to do on a good rainy day is to sit down and watch a couple of his YouTube videos.
Yeah, but if you do watch Grilling with the Gurus, you'll never listen to us again. They're good. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're good.
Hey, I want to give a little shout out to Chef Schultz. Speaking of board of directors, one of our original members, Chef Schultz, he is on the road to recovery, been healing up from a little medical procedure. We want to send a little peace, love, and barbecue out to Chef Schultz.
He's a culinary instructor at a college. And has been a frequent contributor to the show, co-hosted with me when you're on the road a lot of times.
And, he's my fill-in bitch.
Right, yep. And to that, I raise a glass and toast to Chef Schultz.
Cheers, baby.
Speedy recovery, brother. But anyway, let's smoke some fish now, Bob. You can go to Leelanau, which is in the little pinky of Michigan, and they're famous for their smoked white fish up there, and it comes as a whole fish with a... You know, the eye's still in it, the head's still on it. They've
I love that
run
look.
A thumb down the middle of it and then put it in the smoker. So
what are they smoking in Leelanau?
What? In Leland. It's in Leland, which is in Leelanau County.
Yeah, you're right. That's the little town with right on the Lake Michigan.
It's literally a fish town.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, it's got that little channel it goes through.
Right,
and it's like
dammed
something
up
out
river.
Of the Popeye.
Yep. Platte River comes out there and it dumps into the bay.
That's a cute little town. That's where that bakery that... Stone Bakery or whatever it is.
Yep. You and I spent a weekend up there 1 month and had a good time. We did. We did some shows up there and then went over there and had some food. But anyway, remember they had the smoked chub in the Bloody Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, right? They give you a whole smoked chub.
What a cool little town. It's got that little, the mouth of the river comes right up through the middle of the town, all the little boats and a lot of fishing boats.
Right, yep.
A lot of fishing
going
on.
And they catch a ton of whitefish out of there. And there's actually the Indians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Indians actually.
So those
are
whitefish that they're smoking.
Yeah, a permit for the waters out there to net them.
Because it goes up to Lake Leelanau.
Right, yeah.
And that's all full of walleye.
Right, yep.
Okay.
But it's above the dam, so the salmon and stuff don't get up there. But anyway, smoking fish is a cool thing. And you can do whole fish, like I just described, or you can do fillet, as T. Gidd would call it. And now you and I have a difference of opinion on grilling fish, but smoking fish, I think maybe we both agree that you leave the skin on it when you're smoking it. And then when you serve it. See, I do.
Nope.
And when I smoke it, then you can take it off with a fork and the skin stays behind, but it creates a little bit of an adhesive to keep it all together. So, because when you smoke it, it gets flaky.
See, if I'm going to grill it, I'm going to leave the skin on it because I'm just going to grill it with the skin down and I'm not going to flip it. I'm going to close the lid, put it on real low and slow, throw a little flavor wood on, put my citrus or whatever I want on top. But if I'm going to smoke it, I'm going to put it probably on a cedar plank because if it's salmon in particular, salmon's a little punky in my opinion. So I want to let that cedar neutralize it a little bit. So I want the skin off it so that meat's laying right on that wet cedar. It's just a... You know, prep.
So
it's a personal.
You're
going
to do that in the smoker or on the grill to smoke it.
Either.
Okay, so in the smoker,
I want the skin off it if I'm smoking it.
I see. Okay, and I don't.
If I'm going to grill it, I'm going to grill it on a. If it's salmon, I'm going to grill it on a cedar plank.
Right.
But we're not really talking salmon. We're talking any kind of fish, right?
Right.
So I'm going to probably use a grilling basket.
Yeah. And why?
This is too easy because it sticks to the grill.
Right. And it. You don't, when you smoke fish, you don't need to flip it because it's a low, like smoking anything.
And they're thin.
It's a low temperature. They're thin. My only caution there is don't over smoke them because it's very delicate meat and it'll suck up a lot
doesn't
of smoke
take much
in a hurry.
Smoke.
Right.
If you just use charcoal, good charcoal, you're fine.
Right.
You don't even need
a
to
lump
throw
charcoal.
Flavor
you don't need
it.
Any wood. And don't overcook it either because you don't want it. It goes from really good to really bad quite quickly because it'll get hard and dry on you if you overcook it.
Then you're going to be making a dip.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Crumbly. What are these little crunchy things in this sour cream dip? Oh, yeah, that's that white fish.
So T. Gidd, in that sauce piquant, he gave me a great idea. You know, I'm not a big trout fan. You know why? Because it tastes like trout. So I'm thinking that sauce pecan might be strong enough with the acid in it and stuff that
from the tomato.
You could put some trout in there and have a halfway decent meal out of it. Otherwise, I'm not going to be liking trout.
Yeah, that's your personal preference. See, I really enjoy trout because I enjoy the flavor of trout. You don't.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of guys that are avid trout fishermen that are catch and release, but there's also a bunch of us that are catch and eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
I don't even fish for anything I can't eat.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go bass fish. Now, actually, T. Gids convinced me that bass are good eating. So, I would probably go back and eat some. But I haven't had a pole in my hand all year. I mean, I'm pathetic at fishing the last couple of years. I just haven't had the time.
I've had a little bit of fun with it. You know, our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery catches a ton of fish. He's a very avid fisherman. And he'll tell you that smoked fish is one of his favorite things. And he'll do panfish. He'll do crappie and bluegill. And he'll put them in his smoker with just a light little bit of smoke. And he's got some special recipes. We'll have him on another time and talk about those. But at the end of the day, you can smoke any kind of fish you have. But to your point, the grilling basket is probably a great tool to be using.
It's the safest.
Right. If you take the skin off, like Bob says, that fillet is very delicate. And if your grates are a half inch apart, it very easily could fall through. Once it starts to cook, it's going to get a little brittle and flaky, and
right.
then you touch it once and boom, it's on your fire.
Yeah, so you take your, if you got a grilling basket, if you get the kind that kind of clamp together so it looks like a big fly swatter, basically, a big flat surface. It's got two things, grills or grates.
Almost like one of those Tonka toasters, only it's wire.
Yeah, presses the fish together. So I'm thinking you'd want to dip it in a little bit of milk, drag it through some drakes, and your seasoned drakes, put your seasoning in with your drakes, and then put it in the basket and grill it that way.
Yeah, I struggle with getting results for batter-dipped fish.
Not batter, just a little bit of drakes.
Well, drakes is a batter, isn't it?
No, but dry.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were going to run it through some milk.
No. Run it through milk and then a little dry drakes just to give it a coating with the seasonings in it.
Okay.
So you have a little bit of a crust. So when you're grilling it, you can get it to crisp up a little bit.
Yeah. That was somebody else agreeing with you. Well, that's a man's way to cook fish. It's time for a little man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, you're a man. Shop piece. That's funny. I don't know what you're laughing about.
No, I was reading the man law. That's all.
When picking players for sports teams, it is permissible to skip over your buddy in favor of better athletes. As long as you don't let him be the last sorry son of a gun standing on the sideline.
Somebody's got to be last, baby. Yeah.
Not your friend, though.
Did you experience that? Is this part
no,
of your...
No, I didn't write this. I didn't write this.
Going back to your childhood here?
No. I was never normally picking teams, nor was I ever last. I was just a middle-of-the-roader.
Were you? Yeah, me too. I was never a star athlete.
No, I was never the first guy anybody picked, but I was never the last guy. So I was okay with that.
Right. I was good for an out, you know?
You know, in softball, I had a really good batting average because I always went for a double.
Yeah?
I wasn't a home run hitter, so I thought. So I never went for the fence. I just placed the ball where I wanted it and got on second.
Hey,
like,
man.
Every time.
You know, one out of three, you're in the Hall of Fame.
First or second.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Every time.
And I was just a center fielder for most of the time I played. Towards the last
five. Well, then you had some wheels.
Yeah.
At least didn't put you in right.
Yeah. The last 5 or 6 years, I was pitcher. But
I retract that wheels statement.
When I was 55, I had to quit pitching because the kids hitting against me were 25. And these titanium bats.
Smacking those hot shots right back at you.
I couldn't see them fast enough. It got to be really dangerous.
Right.
I could not run backwards fast enough to get away from these little buggers.
And tink, whack.
Yeah, I'm not quick enough to get that ball, man. You can't see it. You can't catch it.
Right. Yeah. That is an issue, right? They make contacts for that, but not that kind of contact.
No,
right?
No, it's not a speed. You need Google glasses and some Red Bull.
All right, we're going to bring this train to the station. We're going to talk a little bit about whether you got your skin on or your skin off. Stick with us. We'll be back.